Forest on the Beamer. Jim Forest on the Beamer, for anyone to mention.
Marmakonis food that we're giving out. There are more on the beam if anybody needs the Marmakonis. Everybody knows that the Kadmonim concerned themselves with finding Rimozim for the name of the month of Elul. There are some that are better known, and there are others that are lesser known. I saw in a sefer some time ago a remez that I had never seen before. It goes to the end of our, it really is connected to the end of our parasha. In Parashat Kiseisei, we have the parasha of Yibum. Of course, everybody knows, a person dies without children, the brother is Miyabeim, sister-in-law. And the Torah says, Lo Yimoche Shmoi B'Yisrael, so that his brother's name will not be erased. The shorish of the mitzvah, where it first surfaces, already in Parshas Vayeshev, everybody knows. Ere, the son of Yehuda, died. The Torah says, Vayayim Yehuda lo Oinon, and Yehuda said to Oinon, Boy el Eishes Achicha, to come to your brother's wife, v'yaveim oisa, and be miyaveim your sister-in-law, v'hokeim zera l'achicha, in order that you may raise the zera offspring for your brother who has passed away. V'yeda oinon ki lo lo yiya hazara. Vayeda oinen ki lo lo yi hazara loy lo is the Rosh Tevis El. It's a pella. You understand that the tzaddikim are not playing games. Loy lo yi hazara means that Onan said that I see that these children would not really be mine. Loi loi hazar. So he went and did what he did. We'll come back to that the last minute to understand how is it that the whole inyan, the whole avodah of Elul, and what we're talking about here in the yeshiva this time of Elul, is really being alluded to in this remarkable remez of ki lo lo, lamed aleph, lamed vav. Lo lo, elu. Ashatevis elu. Loi loi hazar. Now you know that it's the minhag in many yeshivas, the tzaddikim encouraged very, very much, that this time of the year we should learn Talmud Torah from the Ramah. And you all know that Talmud Torah, the Ramach, teaches us the Midas in terms of our Avodas Hashem, the 13 Midas that are called in the Zohar Kodesh, the Midas Elyonos, that we say by Tashlich, Mikel, Kamoich, Noisi, Ovin, Vefesha, and so on. And the fourth midah is l'sheiris nachalosai. Please take a look at the piece in the Talmud Torah you have in front of you. L'sheiris nachalosai. Here the Ramak reveals to us that this midah of l'sheiris nachalosai is the sheiris, is the root of the midah of being noisei ba'ol im chaveru. Let's learn. Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnayeg im Yisrael b'derech zu. First, the Ramak always tells us, teaches us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnayeg with this midah. Oymer ma'es el Yisrael v'hem kroivai. What shall I do to Yisrael v'hem kroivai? They're my kroivim. My dear ones, my relatives. She'er basa yeshli imahem. And mamish related to them, kivyochel, she'er basa, like we're related, like people are related, she'er basa, like flesh and blood. Shehem bas zug l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Yisrael is referred to as the bas zug, Hashem's kala kivyochel. The Kairala Biti, and we find all of these lashonas of endearment, of closeness, in Shir Shirim Biti, my daughter, Achoisi, my sister, Imi, my mother. Kedepereshu Zal, Uksiv Yisrael Am Kroivai. Yisrael Am Kroivai, where Hashem's Korov. Mamish Kurva Yeshlo Imohem, Uvonov Hei. The Ramak says, Mamish kurva yeshli. Hashem is Baruch sees himself kivyochel as mamish chasn kala, a parent and a child. Kurva mamish. Vahenu l'sheiris nachalosa. And this is what is being hinted at in the words, we're his nachla, like she'er, she'eris nachalosa, the ones who are related to him. Loshen she'er bosa, like people who are related by flesh. The soif soif heim nachalosai. Uma oimer im anishem. So the Baruch Shalom Kivyochel says, im anishem, if I punish them, hare hakeev olai, it hurts me. To punish Jews, it hurts me. Kidachsiv, as it says in Pasuk, b'chol tzerosam loitzar. As it says, of course, here we have a kri and a ksiv. B'chol tzerosam loitzar, in all of our sorrows, loitzar with an aleph, ksiv ba'aleph, loim ha'tzar megia lepele ha'elyayin. The aleph, the letter aleph, is alluding to pele, the same spelling, aleph. Pele means that our tzaras, kivyochel, touch that crown of Hashem, the Pele Elyon, the Kivyochel, reaches the highest level of Elokus. When a Jew's in pain, Kaladi Miroishi, Kaladi Mizroi, when a Jew is suffering, Kivyochel, it reaches the Pele Elyon. Loi Tsar, Lamed Aleph. Ksibav Loimish, Tsar Megia, Le Pele Elyon, the Koshkel Dupatufen, Shebehen Ikran Hoge, the Karina Bevov Loitzar and Kol Shekein on a level that we can understand for people like ourselves. Lamed Vav means Loitzar. Here also we have Elul, right? Loi, Elul. Loitzar. In other words, whenever a Jew goes through a difficulty, he's in a tight place, he's in a Mokam Tsar. So Kivyochel Lo Tsar. The Rebbein Shalom is Noisei Ba'ol. Empathizes and feels that pain, kivyachal. Uksiv, it says in Shoftim, just talking about the war that we were having with Bnei Amon, Vatiktzar nafshay b'mal Yisrael, v'she'en asoiv al tzar m'kloinam, Vatiktzar nafshay, Hashem Yisbruch describes himself in such a way that he couldn't bear the suffering that we were going through in this war. V'she'en asoiv al tzar m'kloinam, the kivyachal finds unbearable the tzar, the anguish, and the humiliation of Jews. B'nei Shehem, why? B'nei Shehem, Sheiris Nachalosai. because we are sheiris nachalosai. There's the midah of l'sheiris nachalosai. So kach adam im chavero, as the Ramak does with each of the midas of Hashem, he then teaches us how we must be mekayim the mitzvah of v'halachta bedrochov. We must be godlike in the way that we behave towards others. Kach adam im chaveroi, and so it must be in the relationship between one Jew and another. Kol Yisrael hem sheir bosa, elu em elu. All Jews are mamish sheir bosa. Mamish sheir bosa. Related one to the other. The same flesh, the same metzias of echad l'kulonu. We all come from the same father. Because all of the neshamas are included, are bound together, are interwoven one with the other. So yesh b'zeh chelik zeh, u'b'zeh chelik zeh. Each one has a chelik of the other. Let's skip a little bit. He talks about any daimim rubim ha'isim es ha'mitzvah and so on. A few lines down. V'chein mitam zeh Yisrael. We just don't have time. V'chein mitam zeh. This, of course, is the basis of the halacha of Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. Of Yisrael Arevim Zelazah, that there's such a thing that a person in halacha, that even though he said Kiddush, he could be mighty somebody else by Kiddush. Which the Ritvaz says, and other Rishonim explain, that be'emes, if there's another Jew in the world, or if there's a person who I could help, who hasn't heard Kiddush, then on a deeper level, I haven't completed my Kiddush. I'm incomplete. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. And there are many, many, of course, many other halachic ramifications of what that means. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. Each Jew is an Arev, is responsible for the other. And it's a lashon of taruves. Taruves are mixed, are connected, are woven together. Mamish, each one is a chelik of the other. And therefore there's responsibility. When there's a Jew who sins, not only is he damaging himself by his own personal aveira, but he's but the pagam reaches every other Jew. Because every other Jew has within himself a chelik of the person who has sinned. Nimtza mitzada chelik ahu, chaveroi orev olav. Therefore, mitzad that chelik of the other Jew that's in each and every one of us, we're responsible. We have to reach out. We have to be concerned. We have to daven. We have to cry. We have to think about every other. Im kain, heim she'er ze im ze. Each one is related to the other. Ulakach, therefore, the remark says, he ends and says, Ulakach, ro'i la odim lios chofetz betavos shel chaveiro. That each one should always be thinking about and longing for the toiv of the other, to see to it that it should be good for the other. Ve'ena toiv al toiv es chaveiro. And he should look at whatever the chaver, whatever the other is enjoying, is benefiting, he should look at that with an ayin toiva. His simcha is my simcha. His toiv is my toiv. Uchvoydi echavir lov kishaloi. And the other person's covet, his honor, should be chavir, as Chazal say, should be like my own covet. Sharei, the Ramak says, Sharei, why? Sharei, who mamish? Because the other is really you. Who mamish? We had a chabur list. We were learning the mitzvah of Ahavis Yisrael of Ahavt Recha Kamoicha from the Derech Mitzvah and Tzemach Tzadik. Who mamish? If Ahavt Recha Kamoicha in Pnimius means Kamoicha mamish. It's not just a nice concept, a nice idea. It means Kamoicha mamish. When Mitam Zed, the Ramak ends and says, therefore, Nitztavino, the next page, therefore we're commanded, Nitztavino, and according to the Ramak and all the Mekubalim, Kamoicha is not an exaggeration. Kamoicha is not some sort of a symbol of identifying with another person. It means Kamoicha mamish. And therefore, the roi sheyirtze bekashu is chaveru. Therefore, each and every one of us should very badly want to see the other improving, doing well, both in gashmius and in ruchnius. Of course, he shouldn't be interested in saying anything bad about the other person. The same as the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is kivyachal, our chosen, our father, our friend, our relative, and so on. That because of that closeness and because of that relationship that he has with us, that is mamish, Yainosi, Samosi, Te'oimosi, Hashem calls us his twin. Afulo yirtze begnus chaveru, v'loi b'tzayru, v'loi b'kilkuloi. So too, we should never ever, chalila, want to see or to see something bad in another Jew. And not to chalila, any tzayr that a Jew should suffer, v'loi b'kilkuloi, that a Jew should be ruined, either in Gashmius and Rochnius. V'yeiru loi mimenu, and when a Jew is going through a difficult time, when a Jew is going through some difficulty, some suffering, again, whether it's Gashmius or Ruchnius, Yeru loy mimenu kilu hu mamish hayashari ba'isai tzar or ba'isai taiva. That you should feel that pain, kilu, you're mamish in that tzar yourself. And you should feel his joy, his simcha, kilu, it's your simcha. So the Ramak is teaching us a very big yisoid. That the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of L'sheiris Nachalosai, the midah of that, of L'sheiris Nachalosai, that the Rabbi Olam Kivyochel describes himself as our Korav, and because of that, the Kivyochel, he can't be Soivel, the Tsar, he can't be soivel our suffering. That this midah of Hashem is the shayrish of the midah that we're learning about now in the yeshiva, to be noisei ba'ol im chaveray, to empathize, to help the other with his pain, to begin by seeing and feeling the pain of the other, by seeing and feeling the joy of the other, and therefore to be mishtatif in his simcha, as a result of that kurva that we have with each and every one. Now the Sefer Hikarim in the second Maimer, Perek Yudalit, you don't have it in front of you, in the photostat. The Sefer Hikarim is discussing more by Arichas, this whole inyan of Hashem's suffering, which of course is a very big subject in Torah, to understand what does that mean that the Bar Olam is suffering. Those of you who have learned the Sefer Eish Kodesh from the Piesetz Neschus Yelenu know that many of those Torahs before the liquidation of the Warsaw Ghetto, before the Rebbe was taken and killed, and those Jews were taken and killed, that many of those Torahs spoke about this Yisoid of Chol Tzarosim Loi Tzar, Imay Anoichi B'Tzara, Kivyoch Hashem's suffering. So the Ikarim talks about Hashem's suffering, and at the end of that perek, the Sefer Ikarim tells us that this midah that the Ramak identifies as l'sheiris nachalosai, or the midah of being noise ba'olim chavero, to feel the pain of the other, that this midah is the midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now listen carefully. Ro'o re'isiyas oni ami Hashem b'Mitzrayim. The Ikarim tells us, the Pasuk in Shmos, that Hashem Yisbarach says, Ro'o re'isi, I have seen the suffering of my people in Mitzrayim, v'tzaakosam shamati mipnei noisov, and I hear the screaming of their pain because of those who are tormenting them, who are beating them. I know the pain that they're going through. And then kivyochol Hashem says, I am going to descend and rescue Bnei Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. That means that the Pesach, the Ikarim explains, that the Pesach, the opening that led ultimately to our Gula from Mitzrayim, and since the Klal is, Hein Ga'alti Eschem, what Achris Kireishis, Kimet Seischem Eretz Mitzrayim, Erenu Niflos, that the Gula that we're longing for is modeled after the Gula from Mitzrayim. The Ikarim is teaching us that the Gula from Mitzrayim took place with this midah, with a gilui of this midah, of b'chol tzarosim loitzar, of being noisei ba'olam chavero, of the Rebbeinu Shalom saying, I see their pain, I hear their screaming, yadat yesmach oyv, if I can't bear it, kivyocho, the time has come to take them out. That's how we left Mitzrayim. That's how we're going to leave this golus that we're in. Sheiris l'sheiris nachalos, yadat yesmach oyv. And therefore we see that the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, even the Moshe Rabbeinu was an Adam HaSholem, but the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah has chosen to reveal when the wheels were beginning to turn towards redemption was Vayigdal Moshe, right? Vayetzel Achmi went out to his brothers. Vayar b'siv loisam. And he saw their suffering. Rashi says, what does it mean he saw their suffering? Rashi says, Nosan eino v'libo lies meitzer aleihem. He was thinking about their suffering. He paid attention to their suffering. Like there's a famous story from Chaim Shmulevitz, when he found out that there was a soldier who died, he began to cry. There was a soldier who was killed in the Milchama. He began to cry. And then he was quiet for a few moments, and then he started crying again. And then he was quiet, and he was crying again. And when they asked him what was going on with this staccato, truer type of crying, da 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 da, or shvarm, da da da. What happened? What was going on? So he said, first he was thinking about the soldier himself who was killed, a young man whose life was brutally taken away and interrupted, what he could have been. And he was crying, and then he tried to hold himself back, and then he thought about the mother, and what the mother must be going through, and he began to cry again until he was able to calm down, and then he thought about the father, and so on. And therefore, the Altum Kalam Schus Yilenu writes in many places about how the Inyan of Noisei Ba'on Chaveiro doesn't mean just to have a general thought. It means you have to think, Ba'oimek, Ba'oimek, Yadat Yismach Oivav, I know the suffering of this person. To think about it, to be Metzayer, to imagine in your mind's eye, to follow through, to think about the suffering of this family, of what the family is going through, of what it means. Yadat yismachayvav. So that's what Rashi is saying. Nosnein of elibuli is meitzer aleihem. And here we have a tremendous yisoid of the Talmud Dvara. Because the Talmud Dvara, as I mentioned before, the point of the whole Sefer Talmud Dvara is to say, Rabbi say, these are the 13 midas elyonos. I'm going to teach you what each midah on a very basic level, what each midah means. And I want you to know that Alpi, the Zohar HaKadosh, that Alpi Pnimiyus HaTorah, that when you or I, when here in this world, when you and I act according to one of these midahs, when you and I are acting in a way of being Erech HaPayim, when we act in a way of Chesed, when we act in a way of L'sheiris Nachalosai, then by doing that, kiviyochol, we are opening the tzina, that conduit, that channel, that draws the hashpoah ha'elyoina of the midah of Hashem that's called l'sheiris nachalosai into this world, into our lives. That's the whole Sefer Talmud Dvara. That's the point of the Sefer. Therefore, we understand that since, as we learn from the Ikarim and his pshat and chumash, that since the Geula took place from Mitzrayim with this midah of Noise Ba'ol, that the Bari Olam Kivyochol said, I see their pain, I feel their pain, it's unbearable to me, this pain must end, I have to do something to help. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayetzel Achav, Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayar B'Siv Lo'isam, since that's the midah that took us out of Mitzrayim, it's clear and it's obvious that something must have happened within Bnei Yisrael and our behavior towards each other in Mitzrayim that was ma'orer, the midah ha'elyona, that was Ma'ira, that opening, or that activated, or brought into reality that it should be Yaitse Lepoil, the Mida Ha'el Yoinov L'Sheyus Nachalosai. It must be. Rebbe Lapian in Lev Elyo in the first Chelik, in the old printing, Tzadik Ches, page Tzadik Ches, that's the one that I have. I don't know what it is in the new one. He said, "B'nai Yisrael, we know we're in a matzav of Erem V'Eria. We were naked. Our room in Hamitzvahs. We were in Memtesh Shari Tumah. Mamish Dalim V'Rashim. Dalim V'Rashim. The fact of L'Osecha. Ein Bono Masim. That's how we were in Mitzrayim." So Rebbe Elia says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavev all the Sibais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a reality in which we would be tested to bring about that hamshocha of the Mida El Yoinda of Noisei Baal of L'Sheiris Nachalosai. So what did the Borei Olam do? What was Moira us to start thinking about others? Because when you're a slave, the nature of a slave is to think about one thing, yourself. If you spoke to Jews who went through the Holocaust, I know there are many things written in books, but Jews that I grew up with and I spoke to about the Holocaust, what pained them very, very deeply is that they were made into such animals during that time by our enemies, Yimach Shemam, that they weren't able, it was very hard to think outside of oneself. It was very hard to climb out of that tininess of the self. So we were slaves in Mitzrayim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to be ma'ira us, that we should reveal within ourselves that capacity to empathize, that koyach of thinking of others, that koyach to be nice ba'ol with another Jew, to feel the pain of another Jew when you're drowning in your own misery. So Rebellion says that Kashboruchu brought about a terrible thing. The Gzeira of Pyro of Etevin Lo Yinosin Lachem. That we have to fill the quota, even a greater quota, we have to fill it with the bricks and so on. But we're not going to be given the regular allotment of straw that was needed in order to come up with this amount, with the quota. And the Torah tells us that when the Shoitrei Yisrael, when the officers, I don't want to use the word kapos, but I guess in those days there were, the Shoitrei Yisrael were Jewish officers. When they saw the Yisurim of their brothers, the suffering of the Jews, so Chazal tell us that they did whatever they could to give them some menucha for a few hours. And because of that, Bnei Yisrael were not able to come up with the quota that was necessary. And the Shoitrim were beaten terribly. The Medrash says that many hundreds of Shoitrim were murdered, were killed, because they insisted on trying to find ways to help their brothers and sisters with the slavery. And Afal Pichein, the Torah says, they didn't listen to the Noiksim. Now, from these Shoitrim, we know, later on in Parshas Bahaloscha, it says in Chumash, Vayema Hashem al Moshe, Esveli Shivim Ish Mizikni Yisrael, Ashiyadati Kiyem Zikne Ha'om V'Shoitrov. The Bar Yerulam told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather together 70 men, Mizikni Yisrael, that you know, Kiyem Zikne Ha'om V'Shoitrov. Rashi says, what does it mean, V'Shoitrov? Oysom Sh'atam Makir, Sh'nismanu Aleim Shoitrim B'Mitzrayim, Jews who you recognize who were officers in Mitzrayim, ba'avoydas perech, during the slavery, v'hoi merachimim aleihem, shoytrim who had rachmonis on other Jews, umukim al yodim, and were beaten because of other Jews, shnema avayuku shoytrei b'nei Yisrael, ato yismanu b'gdulosan, kederech shnetztaru b'tzarosan. The time has come for them to be appointed to leading position among the Zikna Yisrael, Kederach Nistaru Bitzarosan, because they were mitzta'ir. They took the beatings. They took the beatings in order to be able to help their brothers. Because even though they were potter from the actual slave labor, but they couldn't bear b'chol tzerosim loitzar, they couldn't bear the suffering of Jews, and therefore they gave themselves over, and they put themselves in that place to be noisy ba'ol with the Jews who were enslaved. And now the Baruch Shalom says, Ati yismanu b'gdulosan kederuk shenitztar b'tzerosim. The Lashon of the Sifri, according to the Gersa of the Gra, is Hoyul v'ro'u atzmam. Since they paid attention to the Tsar, they didn't just look at the headline in the newspaper, three soldiers killed, and say, Nosnu Einayim V'Libam. Like the Alter from Kelm says, the Mitzayah. All the suffering and the pain, the degradation, the humiliation, how could it be that Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are living in such a way, in the filth, being beaten? Yavol v'yiru b'revacham. They will now come and see the revach, the simcha and the revach of the Jewish people. So therefore we learn from here that the actual geula from Mitzrayim, that Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already spoke of with the words that are recorded in the beginning in Chumash and Shmais, Yadat Yes Machayvav, B'chol Tzerosam Loitzar, Imay Anoichi Betzara, Imay Anoichi Betzara, that through that, or how was that midah of Yadat Yes Machayvav, B'chol Tzerosam Loitzar, how was that Mizgali B'poil? So the Teretz is, Vayiru Shaitre Bnei Yisrael Oysem Bera, that when Jews who were in a better position, when Jews who were not on the front lines in Gaza, when Jews who were not suffering, paid attention, thought about, were Mitzayah B'chush, the suffering of their brothers and what they were going through, the pachad, the fear that their brothers were going through. And because of that, it was hard for them to bear, to eat, to continue living the same way. Because b'chol tzerosam loitzar, ultimately, that brought Moshe Rabbeinu to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, at the end of Parashat Shmos, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Lo mahari yosel amazeh, why have you been treating the people this way? Umeoz bosi ledabre el paro b'shmecho, heyrol amazeh, and since I came to speak to you, since I came to speak to Paro in your name, it's gotten even worse. Which Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was referring specifically to what took place as a result of the gzeira of the tevin of the straw, and the fact that the shoytrim were taking these beatings and being killed. Because of Am Yisrael. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu then respond? Ata tires asher es el Paro. Now, since Am Yisrael entered into this midah of what l'sheiris nachalosai of being noisa ba'ol im chaveiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mo'ira us in such a way that we should begin to look at each other in such a way that even those who were people who were perhaps had a higher status, who were more privileged than the ones in the slave pits, began to see what their brothers are going through. That was Ma'ira, Ma'ishur, to come with a tiny kivyachal to the Bar Olam. And now Hashem Yisbarach reveals the midah of L'sheiris Nachalos, and he says, Ata tira es asher es l'paro. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. In other words, now that Am Yisrael has entered into that amazing midah of Noisi Ba'olam Chaveroi, then the Bar Olam kivyachal says, Sheiris Nachalosi, they're my kurva, they're my people, they're my flesh and blood kivyachal, L'sheiris Nachalosi. And now Hashem Yisbarach says, Ata, I've had enough. I can't bear their suffering anymore. I can't watch this go on any longer. So this whole hishtalshlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go and to speak to Paro. Paro gets angry. He says, yeah, I'm not letting them go. Not only am I not letting them go, Paro gets upset and Paro makes new gzeiris, murder gzeiris. and the Jewish people are broken from these gzeiros. And the shochim now are looking and they're saying, these gzeiros, they can't live like this. And the shochim say, we can't watch our brothers go through this anymore. And they were finding different ways to give breaks and to help the rest of the chevra out. That through this hisoros of the midah of l'sheiros nachaloso by the shoitrei Yisrael, by those officers, by those leaders who could have taken advantage, that was megalah the midah el yoin and Hashem that Hashem first revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu by the sneh. When it says the mitoichas sneh from within the bush, Rashi says imay noichi betzara, imay noichi betzara. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals, as Rashi says, "Samti leiv lehizboinin v'ladas es machoyev v'loy helamti einai." Hashem says, "Samti leiv." When Jews are paying attention to the difficulties of other Jews, when a Jew notices, when you notice there's a bocher who doesn't have a chavrusa, when there's somebody who looks a little bit sad, when you notice that there's someone who's new and looks a little bit like he's lost, this doesn't have to be at Mitzrayim somewhere. We're surrounded by this. And you pay attention. You noise ba'ol. You noise in es ha'lev, es ha'ayin, to see what this person is going through. And you enter into that midah of b'chol tzerosom le'tzar. Imay noichi b'tzar. So then that draws down from Shemayim, this midah al yonim l'sheiris nachalosai. And Hashem says, samti leiv. If you pay attention, if you're watching what this Jew is going through, if you care what he's going through, Samti Leiv, and Hashem's book says, I also pay attention. Samti Leiv Lizbin Ladas, as Machoivu, what this person is suffering with. Sahain Galti, as Chamachu's Kureishis. Let's go back to the beginning that we started with the Inyan of Yibum. It's a strange thing. Vayem Yehuda Loinon, Boy El Ashes Achicha, Vayave Moisa, the Bereshlum is Megala, the Bereshlum is Megala through Yehuda. Yehuda tells his son, you have a responsibility for your brother. You know the whole inin of Yehuda was Anoichi Erevenu, was a feeling of responsibility for another Jew, for a brother. It's the whole inin of Yehuda. Yehuda means a Yehudi Ayid. Yehuda is Mashiach ben David. Yehuda is David Malki Mashiach. So Yehuda says, Boy Aleshes Achicha, V'yavim Aysa, V'hokem Zeru L'Achicha. You have to worry about your brother. You have to worry what's going to be. Shal yimachis shmo b'Yisrael. When you see a Jew that's not showing Torah mitzvahs, when you and I see a Jew, one of our brothers, one of our sisters, are we suffering? Are we worried that shal yimachis shmo b'Yisrael, that the name of this Jew shouldn't be erased from amongst the Jewish people? What's going to be with his children? What's going to be with his einiklach? What's going to happen to this Jew? Shal yimachis shmo b'Yisrael. Vayeda oinen ki lo lo yi hazara. So Onen knew that loy lo, that this is not going to be his child. So the limit over here, where's Elul? So everybody knows that the Nefesh Chaim says Nakdome, he brings from his father, Sheha Odom Nivra Lahetiv Lachrini. The Nefesh Chaim brings from his father that a human being was created not for himself, loy lo. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. We were not created for ourselves. We were created lach, we need for others. And the whole tachlis of life is to worry about Kovod Shemayim, our Father, to feel the tzar of the Shechina, to feel the Chil Hashem in the world, and to worry about Kovod Yisrael, to feel the pain of Am Yisrael, to feel the Kovod of Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael's Kovod is in Golas. Is mischalel every moment, and we feel this especially this last tkufa. So b'kitzer, what Rav Chaim Volozh is bringing from his father is that lo. He's telling us lo, that the tachlis of life is lo, lama aleph, lo. It's not about you. You have to worry about your brother. You have to worry about the future of your brother. Shlo yimach ishmo b'Yisrael. Rosh Tevis Elul. Look at the piece from Rav Kook that you have in front of you. Very quickly, it's a very famous Torah. Yeshu Shar Shiris Nafshai. There is a Jew whose song is the song of his own soul. That's his song. Shiris Nafshai. Uben Nafshai, he moitzes hakol. And within himself, he finds all that he needs. Es maloi hasipu karuchani b'milu'o. Whatever spirituality he needs for himself, he finds within himself. And therefore his song has only that one chord, the song of himself. V'yeshu shar shiras ha'uma. But then you have a Jew who besides, in addition to the song of his own soul, he is also singing the song of Am Yisrael, of the nation. He has left that tiny little circle of his own soul. He doesn't find it expansive enough. It's not the ideal of his life. And therefore, he's longing to greater heights. And he goes beyond the self and he begins to sing the song of the Jewish people. His own song he can never sing unless other Jews are singing. And when Jews are going through pain, when it's difficult, he feels their tzaras. And he delights in their hope, in the hope that Jews have. He also takes part in that and hopes together with other Jews that things will be better. He thinks deeply about the past and our future. And he's constantly thinking with great love and chokhmas aleif about the toichen ruchni of who we are. And then there's a person who goes even beyond that. Not only does he sing the song of his own soul and the song of Knesset Yisrael, but he sings, we don't have time, of all of mankind. He thinks about all of mankind. That man is created in God's image and it means something to him. Other human beings who are created by Tzelem Elokim, the song of mankind. Then the next paragraph. Till he feels a connection to all that exists. You know, once Rav Kook was walking with Rabbi Levine, it's a famous thing, and Rabbi wasn't paying attention. There were some leaves sticking out from a fence, and Rabbi picked away some leaves, like, you know, he just picked off some leaves. And Rav Kook said, oi! And Rabbi said, what happened? And Rav Kook said, what are you doing? Why did you pick the leaf off? Why did you do that? So Rabbi said, I didn't mean to do anything. It's just a tree. Rav Kook couldn't be massive. What do you mean it's just a tree? The Barshal made that. It has life. What are you just doing that? There's a person who's so sensitive that he's able to sing the song of all creation, which Rav Kook says, which is the Indian of Perek Shira, which has the song of the horses and the dogs and so on. And then there's a person, Rav Kook says, who binds all of these songs into one magnificent song. All of the sounds joined together in this magnificent song. In this magnificent piece, kulam yachem anim zimrei the song v'zel toich zet toich lashes b'chaim all together. Look at the next page: shiras hanefesh, shiras ha'uma, shiras ha'odim, shiras ha'olam. Kulan yachem all together mismazgois, mixed one with the other b'kirbay b'choleis always. V'atmimus hazois b'milua oile hilios shiras kai the shiras kel shiras Yisrael. Yisrael is the words shiras kel shiras Yisrael. Boitzim uzav esefat in all of its strength and glory. Boitzim amita v'gadla Yisrael shir kel the Jewish people shir kel shir pashut. It's a simple song. Shir kofel, a song that has two chords. Shir meshulas three. Shir meruba four. Shir hashirim asher l'shlomo. The song of songs. That's the life of a Jew. Lamelach Shahasholom Shalom. Let me give you a 30-second version of a 20-minute story. So it's Chaval. No. The Chayzim Lublin, everybody heard of Stama. So the Chayzim, you know, had very, 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 very sensitive eyes. Bechlal, he was very sensitive. There are many stories, a lot of the stories about the Chayzim, about how he couldn't be soivel things that were not holy and pure. That's how he was. So it's a Dovi Yadua, it was known that when it came to giving the Chayze a haircut, so any barber that was going to try to give the Chayze a haircut, he had to first go to the mikveh and had to say the whole Sefer Tillim that day, and he had to do tshuva and bekoishi. He would come in, and usually the Chayze, the second the guy would put his scissor, the Chayze would say, ay, ay, ay. He couldn't take the person touching his head. So it was a whole inyum with the, you know, Lublin is a big city, so it was a whole inyum with the barbers, you go. Nobody wanted to, they have to fast for 3 days or something, go to the mikveh to give the Chayze a haircut, because he passeled everybody. So it was Erev Yontif and he needed a haircut, and they came one after the other to give him haircuts. No. The Chayzer passed and passed. Each one came, all the famous barbers. There was one guy that was sitting there. He was sitting on the street with a little sign. He wasn't from Lublin. He said, a haircut. He said, I'm a haircut. I give haircuts and I'm also a doctor. That's what he said. And he was a strange person. He's a strange person. So they thought, all right, try him out. He's the only barber that still, that still could work. Maybe he's not. They brought him to the chayzer. He comes to the chayzer. And the second he walked the room, the chayzer already looked at him with a certain chayin. And then he puts the scissors on the, and every time he was cutting, the chayzer said, "Ach, a machai. So you understand, this guy finished the haircut. They went crazy, the chassidim. They jumped on him afterwards. "Who are you? What are you?" He says, "No, what am I? I'm a barber. I'm a little doctor also." They say, "Oh, no. What's the, skipping all of the details, this barber said that a maisa happened to him once, that there was a Jewish family, that was being taken away to jail, and the father of that family was told that they were going to give him 50 lashes. And the barber said, "I'm a strong, healthy person. This person is so skinny and so little, he said, I figured that he's going to die after a few lashes. He won't make it. He's not going to make it. So I took upon myself, because he was accused of stealing or something, so I went over to the goyim and I said, 'You're making a big mistake here. I'm the ganav. I'm the thief.'" And he said, I didn't realize, because I was a big guy, I thought it wouldn't be so hard, but the emissary says, by the 20th, I thought I was going to die. And I said, "Rabbi Shalom, you know that I took this upon myself. I never stole anything in my life. I took this upon myself because of your covet, because of your children, because I can't bear to see a Jew suffering, and I beg you to help me to survive." And he said, "And I managed, I survived through that. I survived that." You know what that means, Chaver? It means a Jew who takes upon himself the pain of another Jew. A Jew takes upon himself the joy of another Jew. Enters into a different rishus, to that place of the Bari Olam, to that place of the Creator, of B'chol Tzaros L'Mitzar. It should be the end of all of our tzaros. We should be Zayachim as Hashem, with all of the barbers and all the doctors and all of you, and all Yidden and all of Klai Yisrael, to come back to that place of Shir Hashir Mashir L'Shloim L'Melech Shah Shalom Shaloi B'gula Shalim Avamitis Maybe Amin Amin V'Amin. Cool.